It sounds crazy to me, Bob said when the doctor had finished. And anyway, I don't have the money to hire a ship and a crew to get you there.
Really? The doctor sounded surprised. Are you sure?
Look, have I got this right? Rose asked. You can actually work out where this Glint bloke ship is from the way its engines worked.
Pretty much, the doctor agreed. Every ship's engines give out a slightly different emission pattern.
And you just need to have something that's been on Glint's ship for a long time. Then you can detect the engine from that.
Yes, but, the doctor went on, I need some pretty specialist equipment to get a reading.
But it won't work, right? Not until we get it away from the Zeg, Rose said.
Right, and to do that, we need funding for a ship. And I don't know who'll have the money and the inclination to stump up funding, Bob said.
I do, said Jim. You could ask Drell McCavity. He's got loads of money and he'd do it, I'm sure.
Really? Rose said. And she could tell from the doctor's smile, Jim's excitement, and Bob's look of resignation that the boy was probably right. McCavity seemed surprised to see the doctor again so soon, and even more surprised to meet Rose.
So, how can I help you? He asked.
He listened with a mixture of incredulity and mounting excitement as the doctor explained.
But tell me, where are you looking? I assume you don't intend traipsing halfway across the galaxy on a fool's errand.
Of course not,
the doctor leaned forward. I believe that Glint was heading this way. I believe that his ship ran into the Zeg and he was stranded. He's in the outreaches.
Which was always likely,
McCavity said slowly.
But without this engine signature you think you can provide, it would be like looking for a single drop in an ocean.
He smiled thinly.
Yes, Doctor. I like it.
You'll fund the expedition, then?
With certain conditions.
Which are? Rose asked.
We're talking about a small ship. Just you and the crew. The cheapest crew you can sensibly find. Weight will be an issue, so we keep it small and light.
Agreed, the doctor said. I do have some equipment I need to bring, of course. He smiled at Rose.
I keep it locked up safely in a big blue box.
And at that moment, Rose saw the doctor's plan. What this was really all about was getting the TARDIS to the edge of the Zeg zone so it'd start working again. Finding Glint, if it happened, would be a bonus.
There is just one other condition, McCavity was saying. I'm coming with you.